Locally sourced, hand-picked, and craft-roasted news every morning with Joe Thomas in the morning and all day on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning here, and I know that several people noted that they tuned in specifically on August 14th, 2017 to for Wheel or Woe. Folks who liked this program, folks who didn't like this program, were tuning in to see what I would say to either create a narrative out of whatever it is I said in reaction to the riots in Charlottesville. And if you were tuned in that morning at 5:07 a.m., you heard me say that the only way weekends like that begin in a town like Charlottesville is if we get turned on each other. And the less we know each other, even to a cursory level, saying hi to people in the coffee shop, even if it's a big national chain coffee shop, you still are an individual. You can say hi to the folks online or in the office next to you or in the elevator or while you're walking the dog or the cat or just walking down your street. And it's such as the case of this book I wanted to get into. It's a new book by Sean McCutcheon. It's called Coming Together, and it's about that very thing. And Sean, thank you so much for taking this and putting pen to paper. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great this morning, Joe. Thank you. That was actually a brilliant introduction. I don't think I could have said it better myself.
Well, I'm sure you did because you wrote it down and somebody published it. So, so tell us what was it that triggered you into putting together this book, Coming Together, and pointing out how people profit from dividing us against each other.
Yeah. So to the point you exactly raised, I've worked in the DoD for like 20 years. Right.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I've always had to work with people that have had a diversity of thought, some very conservative, some liberal and stuff like that. And again, it doesn't really matter if you're like deployed. You really want to care if someone has your back. Right. I mean, so in the harshest of circumstances, who they voted for, what their political leanings are, aren't as important as, are you going to cover me? Right.
Yeah.
And what happened, kind of what you were talking about. You were talking about the Charlottesville riots, right? But kind of around the election, this past presidential election, just seeing how our country could not see what the other side was talking about and could not see what the other side was going through, right? There were legitimate concerns. There were legitimate problems that were being faced, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to, talk to one another. We still, like you said, have to greet each other in the hallway, right? The neighbors across the street from me voted a different way than I did, right? But they're still my neighbors. When they're having a problem, I still help them out. When I'm having a problem, they still help me out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
We need to remember, first off, that civility towards one another. And second off, that there are a lot of problems that we're facing, right? That we mostly agree on, right? There's some nuances that we disagree with, but there's a lot of stuff that we mostly agree on and that we can work and come together on this, right?
Well, and that's sort of the essence of this program, Sean lives in Central Virginia, so I'd like to say that he's a frequent listener. I have no idea. But what you talk about is exactly the programming philosophy of what we get into. As a matter of fact, most of this morning has been spent talking about poverty. And I've told this story. Last year, I came back from my second consecutive Conservative Political Action Conference broadcast out on Radio Row with depressing numbers from their straw poll that said the attendees of this conference thought poverty was the least most important issue for somebody of a conservative belief structure. And I would facepalm over that, saying, no, this is the essential issue for all of us, because the more people have trouble making, you know, their bills payment, the more they fall prey to all the wrong choices that can go on out there. And in essence, you know, ignoring that at your peril is like whistling past the graveyard. And this is why, you know, we need to listen to one another and understand that the solutions can be different, but generally the problems are all pretty common.
Absolutely. I mean, if like you're talking about with poverty, right? If you're having trouble putting food on your table, if you're having problems, you know, feeding your family, you're scared, you know, you're worried about these things. And if someone is able to tell you, well, that's the problem of, you know, so-and-so over here or so-and-so mm-hmm. over there, it's easy to turn that fear into anger and hatred of another group of people when it's totally misdirected, right? That mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean that they're directing you towards the people that are actually causing you problems. Normally, they're directing you to people that are in the same situation as you.
Right.
Right.
And through history, I mean, and I don't, yeah, history is a very hard sell to most people, especially if they're having trouble making ends meet. But history is replete with places where that division has been sown by tyrants of all, you know, walks of lives from all different parts of the world to gain the authority that they need for their tyrannical, you know, governing.
Right. There's a cartoon I saw where, you know, this king is having his castle stormed, and he says, one of his advisors says, you just have to tell the people with the pitchforks, the people with the torches are trying to take away their pitchforks, and you're good to go, right?
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, my gosh, it's scary, but that is so true. So, you know, and I just noticed, I went to the Amazon page, and please, it's coming together, Sean, S-E-A-N, McCutcheon, and it's got a great blue and red cover there, which I think is intentional. I just noticed that you published this book on August 14th, 2022, which was, you know, when I made that statement, you know, 5 years earlier than that, after our summer of discontent here in Charlottesville. And part of it was driven by people telling other people what a third person is all about. And that's an aspect of this, not just, you know, not understanding each other's problems, but then being able to be told, like you said, well, you know, you guys with the torches, the pitchfork guys want to take away your torches. That, you know, that ability to be, you know, told stories about, it particularly hit me hard as somebody who's a self-avowed conservative publicly, and I talk about it from a conservative's, you know, a viewpoint of how to fix things. When the organizers of the David Duke rally in Robert E. Lee Park called themselves the right, well, they immediately became me, and I had people all over the world coming after me because I was a notable conservative, and these folks who were having this celebration for David Duke, and a reason I point this out all the time is because they weren't the right, or however you want to discuss it, but it's that that labeling of people, and then that ability to say, well, okay, Sean McCutcheon is X, and therefore you now know everything you know about him. It's why I fight tribalism in the development of our education and our public life, because I'm different than all the other people I grew up with, and these were my closest friends. So how could I be the same as some group that you've just inserted me in by slapping a label on my forehead?
Right, exactly. You know, and that's one of the problems I see. I see a lot of problems on the left side of the spectrum as well. But, you know, sticking to kind of the right side of the spectrum, that's the big concern for me about, like, the conservative movement. You know, has a lot of great, wonderful, thoughtful points and arguments, but the loudest voices seem to be, like you're saying, like the David Duke type people, right? Like these are not the people you want representing your movement, right? The people that are going to sow division and tell you to hate people that are pretty much exactly like you, that are in the same boat as you, that have the same struggle as you, you're being told to hate one another because of what the for David Duke's example, the color of your skin or your heritage or something along those lines, right? Which is something you can't control, but mm-hmm. that's the thing you should hate someone over? That's ludicrous.
Absolutely. So, you know, you keep your own website. It's McCutcheonbooks.com. I'm going to make sure I share this when we put this out there. Sean, what has the response been so far since the book's been out for a little bit now? I hope it was in everybody's Christmas stocking. But, it, you know, has you said you used to be with the DOD, so I don't want to put you in trouble or, you know, break the Hatch Act or anything. What about your old friends from the Department of Defense, and you know, what was their reaction when you put this book out?
Oh, I still work there. So, of course, everything I wrote had to be approved by, like, 30 different layers, right? Because, of course, you know, if someone's going to write something, they have to everything approved, right? And of course, so the response, for those who have read it, they've really liked it, even some of the people that have, you know, kind of disagreed with some of the points, right? But again, it's not a book where you're going to read and you're going to agree with everything, right? You shouldn't go into it thinking, I'm going to agree with everything. I'm really trying to get you to see the other side of an argument and kind of humanize that so that, you know, again, we can come together, we can work towards, you know, towards a goal that heals us, right? So that we don't just, you know, sit there and continually fight each other back and forth, right?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna excerpt a paragraph from your own website, Sean. And use it against you here.
please. I fully expected that.
All right. So this paragraph is indicative of everything that you say and I stand for. So here's the paragraph. Quote, the U.S. used to provide affordable health care and education. Our people supported workers' rights. We used to invest in our people. We're being told that we can't do those things and gaslit into thinking that the crippling health care and educational debt being forced upon us is our own fault. And that's such a well-put statement because, number one, it is clear that we can have affordable health care and that health care's costs are an enormous problem, and the people who ignore them because it's another political party's banner do so at I think it's almost psychotic to not agree that the cost of a medical treatment, but then you open the door to, okay, how do you fix it? And that's where I live, is that idea of, sure, the health care costs, sure, my kids are paying college tuitions. I see it. How do we fix that? Not that it's somebody's blame, but how do we fix these things? And I think that's so well said from your website there, Sean.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. When it comes to healthcare, actually, whenever I'm talking about that, there's some good liberal arguments and some really good conservative arguments, right? When it comes to healthcare, right? Like, how do you take care of everyone, right? And how do you also stay innovative, right?
Or should one person be taking care of everyone, or should we be better able to take care of ourselves individually? I mean, that's really, I mean, one of those fun kind of Sorensen Institute moments there where it's like, okay, oh, I didn't think of it from that view. It's like the guy trying to solve a math equation and he's standing too close to the blackboard and a kid in the background says, well, just carry the two and you answer it. I didn't even think of that. Or you know, the perspective is the thing. It's terrific. And, you know, is it available? Do you do any book signings around town, or is the DOD kind of squeamish about having that going on or that kind of thing?
Oh, sorry. My headphones just cut out for some reason.
Can
you repeat the question again? I'm sorry.
Was book signings, are you around for people to meet you, interact with you, or is it get on to McCutcheonbooks.com or go straight to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get them?
Well, of course, you can always do that. I am going to be at Barnes & Noble March 4th. If you want to come out and meet me, have a book signing and stuff like that.
Barracks
I'll be
Road.
There from 2 to 4.
Barracks Road, Sean. Barracks Road, Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, the Barracks Road, Barnes & Noble.
Cool.
Yeah, going back to one of your points that, you know, I've worked in DOD, right, for 20 years. You know, you don't tell people about your job. Marketing is a very new thing for me, right? So putting myself out there and telling people what I'm doing
is
a very... strange experience.
I understand that. There are some people in my industry that are very good at blowing their own horn, and it's one of those things that I get frustrated because I'm not very good at blowing my own horn. I'm very busy here just trying to serve the listener, and I appreciate it, and anything I can do to help. So again, it's this 4th, February 4th.
March 4th.
Oh, it's March 4th, so it's a month from this
weekend.
March 4th,
yeah.
Okay, so a month from this week. You have some time to prepare then, kiddies, there. I would like to say I'd be there, but I believe that is the same weekend as the aforementioned Conservative Political Action Conference that I'm promised to be at. But if it's a Saturday, so I think we usually head home after Saturday morning. So if it's from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, you will see me show up at the Barnes & Noble there.
Awesome. It would be great to meet you in person. Yeah. A lot of your coworkers have said wonderful things about you. So, you know, I'd like to be able to shake your hand in person, you know?
No, there you go. If anyone's saying nice things about me, I'm all for it. And I appreciate Sean. Thank you, sir. You have a great day. And thank you for writing this book.
Hey, Joe, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Delivering all the news Central Virginia needs since 2001 without any price increase ever. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.